The number one reason Jesus came to earth at Christmas is he came to die. He was born to die for our sins. The Bible says this, look on the screen. God put his love on the line for us. In other words, he put his money where his mouth is. He just didn't say, I love you. He showed it. God put his love on the line for us by offering his son in sacrificial death. This is the sacrifice he did. God wasn't obligated to die on the cross for us. He did it because he loved us.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we come to the last couple of broadcasts in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we've been learning how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word, so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the beautifully designed and illustrated Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great way to record and track your prayers. And you can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Radical Love.
John 3:16 is the most famous verse in the Bible. You can often find it anywhere in our culture. Maybe you've seen this guy like at Super Bowl games here he ends up in the end zone practically every score. John 3:16 guy. A lot of athletes have to do with this. Here's Tim Tebow. Heisman Trophy winner for the Florida Gators. Here's Austin 316, the wrestler. Then maybe you've seen pictures like this, Turner Burn, you're going to go to fry and die and, you know, read John 3:16. Oh, that very positive message right there. Did you know at the bottom of every in and out cup, there is John 3:16 written on the bottom of every in and out drink? John 3:16 explains the reason for Christmas. John 3:16 explains how to get to heaven. John 3:16 explains the entire Bible in a sentence. Let's read it together. John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you only got one verse out of the entire Bible and you got this one right, you're going to make it. Because this one is the gospel, the good news in a nutshell. It is the greatest verse in the Bible. And I want us to tear it apart phrase by phrase, looking at the greatest love, the greatest sacrifice, the greatest offer, and the greatest gift. Now, first, let's look at the greatest love. The Bible says, God so loved the world. Now, that little word so isn't a very big word, but in the original Greek, it is what's called an adverb of intensity, means a whole lot. He so loved the world. If you're a single woman and a guy comes up to you and says, I love you, you might shine that on. If he says, I so love you, you might pay a little bit more attention. That's an adverb of intensity. God's love for you is intense. God's love for you is extravagant. God's love for you is lavish. No one will ever love you as much as God does. No man will ever love you like God does. No woman will ever love you like God does. Now, let me just show you a couple of verses out of the Bible. There are hundreds of verses on the love of God, but let me just show you a couple about how much God loves you. Look at this one. Ephesians chapter 1 says, long before he laid down the earth's foundations, God had us in mind and settled on us as the focus of his love. It says there that before God even made the universe, he already had you in mind, and he made you to love you. The only reason you exist is you were made to be loved by God. And God planned the universe so that you could exist because he wanted a family, and God made you to love you. Now, that's not hard to understand if you're a parent. I used to tell my kids, and now I tell my grandkids, I loved you before you were born, because I did. When my wife was carrying our three children, I didn't know if it was going to be a boy or a girl, but I still loved them. I loved them in advance. And God loved you even before he created you. You were in his mind. He's always loved you. Not only that, he loves you every minute. Look at the next verse. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. Now, it doesn't say he showers compassion just on this religion or on just this nation or on this kind of people. He says the Lord is good to everyone. He showers his compassion on all his creation. And everything in your life is actually a gift from God. Now, you take it for granted. You probably have never even thanked God for it. But for instance, like air is a gift. You know, you wouldn't last very long without air. But I doubt you've ever said, God, thank you for air. But you have to have it. The air you breathe, the water you drink, your body's over 90% water, the sunshine, the food, all of these things are gifts of God. Your heart beating is a gift of God. You wouldn't take your next breath if God hadn't planned for you to take it because he loves you. Everything in your life is a free gift of God, a gift of grace, whether you ever recognize it or not. And maybe you need to be a little bit more grateful for all the things in your life that God has given you, including your life. So God's love for you is eternal, and God's love for you is literally everywhere. But the most important thing is that it's unconditional. And that's different than human love. Human love wears out, but God's love never wears out. There is no condition where God will ever stop loving you. That's called unconditional love. Look at this verse. Nothing in all creation is able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. It says nothing. Nothing can separate you from God's love. You can't make God stop loving you. You can try, but you will fail. Because God's love isn't based on who you are. It's based on who he is. It's not based on what you do. It's not based on your performance. God isn't waiting for you to be nice and to act right for him to love you. His love is based on who he is. He loves you on his bad days, on your bad days. He loves you on your good days. He loves you when you feel it, when you don't feel it. In fact, 1,000 years ago, in fact, before God even created the universe, God wanted to say this to you. You matter to me, and I love you. I have always loved you. I loved you before you were born. I thought you up. I created you. I saw you take your first breath. I saw you formed in your mother's womb. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly in your life, and I've never stopped loving you because my love for you is unconditional. Now, God's love, if you tap into it, is sufficient to handle any problem in your life. It's multidimensional. In fact, look at the next verse. The Bible says, may you be able to feel and understand how long, how wide, how deep, and how high God's love really is, and experience this love for yourselves. Notice God says, I don't want you to just know that I love you. I want you to experience it. You see, if you go, oh yeah, I know God loves me, I know that, big deal, so what? Then you've never experienced it. Because when you experience the unconditional, eternal, lavish, outrageous love of God, it changes your life. And if you just say, oh yeah, I know God loves me, you don't really understand it at all. You may have a head knowledge, but you don't have a heart knowledge of it. He says, I want you to experience the love of God. And that is my prayer for you. He says, I want you to know how wide and long and high and deep it is. How long is God's love? Long enough to last forever. How wide is God's love? Wide enough to be everywhere you're going to be. How deep is God's love? Deep enough to handle any problem. There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. And you need to turn to him in that pit, in that depth, and he can help you out of it. How high is God's love? High enough to overcome any barrier. God can overcome a barrier of a foreclosure. God can overcome a barrier of a job loss. God can overcome a barrier of a cancer. God can overcome a barrier of a loss of a loved one or a death or divorce. God is saying, I love you so much.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas. You're listening to Daily Hope. Christmas is going to be here very soon. And Jesus said in Luke 14:23, go out into the highways and the countryside and urge everybody you find to come in so that my house will be full. Who are you thinking of to bring to your church? Maybe it's a friend or a neighbor, or maybe your accountant or the person who rings up your groceries at the local market. Whoever it is, I want to challenge you to be a light at Christmas and invite them to services at your church.
Right now, we'd like to let you know that a very special friend of the ministry has offered a $100,000 matching grant for this month. Now that means that when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 all the way to the end of this month. But please remember, if we don't reach the $100,000 mark by midnight December 31st, well, we'll lose whatever is left over. So please give, however God leads you. These funds are critical as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. That's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team created just for you. It's the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan-leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
How high is God's love? High enough to overcome any barrier. God can overcome a barrier of a foreclosure. God can overcome a barrier of a job loss. God can overcome a barrier of a cancer. God can overcome a barrier of a loss of a loved one or a death or divorce. God is saying, I love you so much. Now, the second part of John 3:16 tells us about the greatest sacrifice. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, God so loved that he gave. Love and giving go together. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Giving is the essence of love. You spell love G-I-V-E. And the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to come to earth and die for us. Now, you've heard the expression, if you want something done right, do it yourself. And that's exactly what God did. He said, I'm going to go myself and solve this sin problem on earth. I'm going to go myself and die for the forgiveness of sins of everybody. I'm so glad it doesn't say God so loved the world that he sent an avatar. God so loved the world that he sent an angel. God so loved the world that he sent an ambassador. God so loved the world that he sent a telegram. It doesn't say God so loved the world that he sent a nice guy, a prophet, a poet. It doesn't say God so loved the world that he sent a great teacher. It says he sent his son. Who was his son? He was God in human form. Notice what the Bible says. The Bible says Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Now, why did God come to earth in human form? Because he wanted to communicate to us. So he became one of us. If God had wanted to communicate to ants, he would have become an ant. If God had wanted to communicate to cows, he would have become a cow. If God had wanted to communicate to birds, he could have become a bird. But God wanted to communicate to human beings, so he became one of us. God with skin on it. If you ever want to know what God looks like, take a long look at Jesus. Jesus said this, next verse, he said, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen God. I'm God coming to earth in human form. And it split history into AD and BC. It's the most significant event. And the nice thing about it is that God didn't meet us halfway. He didn't say, I'll meet you halfway. You got a problem. No, he said, I'll come all the way. I'll come to earth and I'll become like one of you. Now, why did God come to earth as a baby? I mean, you figure of all the ways God could have presented himself to earth, I could think of a lot more spectacular ways than a baby in a barn. I mean, that's a pretty humble, lowly approach for God to enter the world. Well, I'll tell you why he came as a baby. Because God came to save us, not to scare us. And nobody's afraid of a baby. There are a lot of ways God could have come to earth that would have scared us all to death. I mean, if you've ever seen, you know, any of the movies like Close Encounters of the Third Kind or V or, you know, Independence Day, God could have come down in a giant spaceship or whatever. He could have really freaked us all out. But he came as a baby because nobody's afraid of a baby. And he didn't come to scare us. He came to save us. The problem is that most of us in our minds get stuck in that mentality. And some people won't let Jesus grow up. Their whole mentality is the baby Jesus, meek and mild in the manger, because he's harmless and he's controllable. They don't want to think that he grew up and went to the cross and died and suffered for our sins and then demanded allegiance. If Jesus had just stayed as a baby, we wouldn't need to worship and have Christmas services because it would be irrelevant. Christmas without the cross has no message at all. Now, Jesus came to earth. God came to earth in human form, in the form of Jesus, to do several things. One, to show us what God is really like. Two, to tell us the truth. Three, to show us the way. Four, to show us how to live a model life. But the number one reason Jesus came to earth at Christmas is he came to die. He was born to die for our sins. The Bible says this, look on the screen. God put his love on the line for us. In other words, he put his money where his mouth is. He just didn't say, I love you. He showed it. God put his love on the line for us by offering his son in sacrificial death. This is the sacrifice he did. While we were of no use whatever to him. Jesus didn't have to die for you. He didn't have to die for me. God wasn't obligated to die on the cross for us. He did it because he loved us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, why did he have to do that? Well, there's a real simple reason for it. God wants you to be in heaven with him when you die. But heaven is a perfect place and you're not. And by the way, neither am I. Heaven is a perfect place. The Bible says there's no sin in heaven, no suffering in heaven, no sorrow in heaven, no sickness in heaven, no sadness in heaven, no trials, temptations, no problems. There's no greed. There's no envy. There's no anger. There's no lust. There's no sin in heaven. It is a perfect place. Now, there's a problem. I stopped being perfect about the fourth or fifth breath of my life. And so did you. I stopped batting 1,000 a long time ago. So if God lets all of us into heaven being imperfect, it's not going to be a perfect place anymore. Unless we are changed before we get to heaven, heaven wouldn't be any different than earth. If all of a sudden we all go there with our lust, with our judgments, with our pettiness, with our self-centeredness, and with all of our other sins, heaven would be no different than earth. So how do you get imperfect people into an eternal heaven? Somebody has to do a transformation process. And Jesus said, I'll go to earth, I'll die for their sins, pay for them all so they don't have to pay for them. They can get in on my ticket. I read this week about a letter to Santa Claus from this little boy. He said, Dear Santa, there are three little boys who live at our house. There's Jeffrey, he's 2. There's David, he's 4. And there's Norman, he's 7. Jeffrey is good some of the time. David is good some of the time. Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. You know, that's the problem. The reason why we need a Savior is you ain't Norman. And neither am I. None of us are Norman. None of us bat 1,000. None of us are perfect. None of us have never, I don't measure up to my own standards, much less God's perfection, and neither do you. And so we need a Savior. The Bible says at the first Christmas, the angel said, unto you is born this day a Savior who can get you into heaven, who is Christ the Lord. Now, friends, believe me, if you didn't need a Savior to get in heaven, God sure wouldn't have wasted the time to send one. All of the suffering, all of the sorrow, all of the sadness that God went through when he sent his son to die on the cross, do you think if there was any other way, God wouldn't have used that way? To pay for your sins? Of course he would have. When Jesus stretched out his arms on the cross, he was saying, this is how much I love you. I love you this much. And when they nailed the nails into his hands, he was saying, I love you so much it hurts. I love you so much I'd rather die than live without you. I love you. It was love in the first degree. What was going on there when Jesus is hanging on the cross, dying for the sins of man? Well, look at this verse on the screen. The Bible says it like this. When Jesus served as a sacrifice for our sins, he solved the sin problem for good. Not only ours, but the whole world. Man, that's good news. That is the greatest sacrifice. And why did he do it? Because he loves you and he wants you in his family and he wants you in heaven. But it's perfect and you're not, and neither am I. And somebody's got to make up the difference.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you've been listening to our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. And that's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team have created just for you. It's our Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Did you know that today there's still almost 3,000 groups of people around the world that have no Bible, no believer in Christ, and no body of Christ, no church? Over 3,000 of those small tribes. One of the reasons I started Daily Hope was to help bring this awareness to the world and raise the funds to get a Bible, a believer, and a body of Christ in these last 3,000 tribes. I call it the final frontier. These people not only need to hear about the love of Jesus, they need to grow up. They need to be discipled in their faith. Now, I admit this is a big vision, but it's an important vision. It's a global vision. It's a timely vision. But every vision requires provision. And honestly, we wouldn't be able to even go after these tribes without your help. And that's why I can't fully express how much I appreciate your support for Daily Hope. When you give to this ministry, you're not only supporting this broadcast, but you're supporting our efforts to go to the final frontier, the final 3,000 tribes that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is I'm excited to share we have a generous couple who's offered a $100,000 matching grant gift to Daily Hope. What does that mean? It means any gift you give between now and the end of December will be doubled to match that amount. So I want to ask you to please prayerfully consider how you could give today to help us reach the final frontier of these tribes that have never heard the name of Christ in the coming year. To say thanks for your generous gift, I want to send you the brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great tool. You can keep a record of all your conversations with God. It's a beautiful vegan leather. It's designed with color illustrations, prayer prompts, encouraging Bible verses designed to help you experience a deeper, richer, more meaningful prayer life. Now, friends, even if you can't help us financially, I want to ask you to pray. Pray for us and pray these specific prayer requests, that I will faithfully teach God's word in a way that blesses you and penetrates the hearts of people who don't know Christ. Pray for the Daily Hope team, that God will encourage them as they create all of our discipleship tools and materials, which we want you to have to help you. And most of all, pray for these unreached tribes and groups of people who've never heard the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you during this Christmas season. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. You make it possible. Now join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Now, quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.